Moncrief on News Talk.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock this evening. Of course, the Oscars taking place this Sunday in Hollywood, Los Angeles. Last night in the city, the US-Ireland Alliance hosted the 18th annual Oscar Wilde Awards in advance of the big night itself. And who was there? Only our own Henry McKean. Henry, how are you getting on?
Kieran, I'm good. Hello from Hollywood. This is LA calling here in the Hollywood Historic Hotel, looking over the Hollywood sign. And yeah, back in Dublin on Wednesday, I bumped into Cillian Murphy in the Aer Lingus Lounge and I said hi. And he was just so gracious and humble. And he said recently in an interview, I think it's this month's GQ, he finds red carpets challenging and he feels that there are broken concepts. But he graced the green carpet last night at the Oscar Wilde's, and he took questions from journalists. And some of these questions, Kieran, were really unusual. And he just listened to them all, and he politely did his best to answer them. He kept his cool. And some of the questions, to be frank, were bonkers. And one of them was, what does it mean to be Irish?
But it's, you know, I keep saying it's just very flattering, and we just feel full of gratitude. Well, I certainly do. Being in the room with all these amazing filmmakers, people that you've watched as a kid, that's pretty surreal. I can't really escape it. So that's who I am. And I have my family here, so that helps.
How do you plan to celebrate if you win this event?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure we'll have a party of some sort.
What would it mean to be the first Irish male to win an Oscar?
I haven't really thought of it, to be honest with you. I just want to go in and have a good time this weekend.
And your son is here with you. What is it like with him following in your footsteps?
Oh, I'm very, very proud of him. You know, he's a great, great actor, so very proud of him.
Have you given him any advice?
I just need my advice. Yeah, he's well able.
Where do you plan to place the Oscar?
I haven't thought about that.
Do you know there's a chunk of your hair for sale for 7K?
No.
Straight off the set from Peaky Blinders.
Right. Sounds a bit expensive. Thanks a mil, guys.
Thanks so
Cheers.
Much.
Why do you think Irish are so great at storytelling and performance?
I don't know. I think it's part of who we are. It just seems to be part of our DNA.
Pierce is being honoured tonight.
Yeah.
Is that someone you've always looked up to?
Oh, yeah, since Remington Steele.
Really?
Yeah.
Have
yeah.
you met him before?
Yeah.
Has he ever
man.
Given you advice?
No, we just chat. You know, people don't really share advice, but he's a lovely man.
Have you heard the Bond rumours? Is that something you'd be interested in?
He already played Bond.
You.
Play Bucker or Dorothy?
Would you be interested?
No, I think I'm a bit old for that.
Oh, you
Thanks,
never know.
Guys.
Yeah, one question for variety. So, Cillian, one question. So now that the Oppenheimer tour is kind of concluded, you know, how does this feel? Is it bittersweet? Are you excited to finally move on to, like, you know, other projects? You know, how are you feeling at this moment?
I have another film that's coming out this year. So, but this has been such a ride. Something I'll never forget from my life.
For sure.
Know, I've made such good friends.
How about Peaky Blinders? I know you can share, but that's kind of like a big upcoming.
Yeah, I have no update on that. Sorry, guys.
And I'm curious. I know you just said that you are not interested in James Bond, but what do you think of Play Bunker's endorsement of you playing James Bond? Is there anything you'd like to comment about kind of him noticing?
Honestly, I'm not aware of any. I don't read the media, but it's not. I think that ship sailed for me.
For sure.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, questions there have been put to Cillian Murphy. Plenty of questions for him to answer from Irish journalists, a couple of American-based journalists as well, it sounds like. Henry, you met Molly Shannon, I understand, as well, who was honoured at the Oscar Wilde. So tell us more. Remind us who she is.
Yeah, so Molly Shannon, you'd recognise her. You'd know her. You just, you know.
What are those people?
You know her.
She's in loads of jokes. Young one. She was in that thing with your man, you know, about the stuff,
you know.
And then that happened, yeah. Yeah.
And like, you know, we heard Cillian Murphy there becoming a leading man. That was one of the questions I put to him earlier on the Pat Kenny show. And he gave a great answer and he did really well there. But Molly has been in loads of stuff. She was honored last night, including Richie Bainham, the double Oscar winner, and Pierce Brosnan as well. But she's best known for Saturday Night Live, a lot of Saturday Night Live stuff she's done. She's also been in Never Been Kissed, Wet American Hot Summer. Haven't seen that one. Hotel Transylvania, HBO's The White Lotus, and Sex in the City. Here is Molly. Molly Shannon, Henry McKean from News Talk.
Oh my gosh.
Honoured tonight. How does it feel to be here at the Oscar Wilde on this green carpet? And we brought the Irish Rain.
Green carpet. I know, the Irish Rain, that's great. It feels great. I really appreciate being honoured, and I'm so excited to meet Pierce and see the other honorees. And also, I do know Roma Downey, and I know J.J. Abrams and Katie. So it's just, it's an incredible honour.
And Pierce Brosnan is actually just there on the green carpet coming along now.
Gosh.
Like yourself having such a an amazing career.
So funny, yeah.
And how'd you keep doing it? I mean, like, you just go from strength to strength.
Oh, thank you. Well, I mean, I think I'm a hard worker, and I do enjoy performing, and I know how hard it is to make a living in the arts, so I feel now that I've worked hard to get here, I enjoy it.
So, Henry, while Molly Shannon was speaking, I did Google her, and yes, you're right. You do. People will recognize her. If people haven't Googled her, I mean, don't turn off the radio, but I mean, if you're not driving, Google her. You'll know exactly who she is. You say, oh, yeah, that's who that is. Anyway, I know you've been meeting kind of fans on the street as well. I mean, is there a level of excitement among American fans, like people kind of local to the area? Are there Irish fans there?
Absolutely. And that's the thing. I mean, a lot of the fans have come in from around the world, and America, you could say, it sends their best to Hollywood. They come here to try and make it, and some perhaps don't quite make it and, you know, make it eventually. And they spend some years waiting tables. I met lots of people, with, big photographs, and they were trying to get stuff signed so they could put it on eBay. And some of them wanted to keep them, and some of them looked like the Simpsons character, the comic book guy. And most of them didn't want to do an interview, but they were thrilled when James Cameron came along. They wanted him to sign Terminator and Titanic posters as well. And I did meet this lady. She got a selfie with Brad Pitt. I didn't get to meet Brad Pitt, but she did. Brad wasn't there. She met him around the corner. Anyway, she showed me all the photos inside her phone. I'm having a chat with a fan, Shardy. You're here to see the stars. Who did you meet?
I saw Molly Shannon. I saw James Cameron. And I saw Pierce Brosnan.
You got to see James Cameron and Pierce Brosnan.
But
James Cameron walked past me and I missed him.
But no pictures, only with Molly Shannon I did.
You got a photo with Molly.
Yes.
And why do you like these stars?
I just love stars. It's fun to see them. I enjoy taking pictures with them. It's a hobby. I enjoy it. It's just, I really want a picture with Pierce Brosnan. I love 007. I love Mrs. Doubtfire. I love most of all his movies.
Mrs. Doubtfire was great, wasn't it?
Yes.
And you love James Bond.
Yes, of course. It's my favorite James Bond movie. I have a picture with Daniel Craig, but I want a picture with him the most.
And did you get one?
Last time when Daniel Craig was a different event, yes, I did.
But you didn't manage tonight to
no,
get
I
one.
No, I didn't. Sadly, I wish I did.
Oh, well, Henry, I mean, it's only that she said it. I wouldn't have known. James Cameron just breezed right on by you, was it?
Well, yeah, he did. He walked right past. I was distracted. He walked right past. So there were some
big
names there.
Took one look at you, said, no way. Not your man in the suspenders. I'm not talking to him.
Well, it's very, very competitive on the red carpets, green carpets, champagne carpets, blue carpets over here. So it's hard.
Well, listen, so Pierce Brosnan honored last night, obviously. Cillian Murphy, we are hoping, all our fingers crossed, for success for him on Sunday. Remind us about the other Irish nominees.
Yeah, so Element Pictures, they're based on O'Connell Street, not from far from where you are right now in Dublin. Poor Things with Emma Stone, they've picked up 11 nominations, which is great. Andrew Lowe, also Ed Gainey, but Robbie Ryan, he's been nominated for cinematography for Poor Things. And I met him earlier and I asked, how does he feel after the film took over 100 million at the box office and why people love it?
Relief, I guess, because it's a shot in the dark kind of film. You don't necessarily know if people were going to fully lean into it, but everybody really did. And you know, it's a testament to a kind of director Yorgos is that he had the confidence that kind of film would land with people the way it has. And it, you know, to see it get received and so well in Venice was a real joy, and it hasn't stopped. So it's kind of like 6 months later, still going. J.D. Mac,
you're wearing green.
And I got a shamrock.
And you've got a shamrock.
Yep, doing all of it. Promoting.
You're promoting Ireland. There it is.
Hey.
There's a shamrock just on your sleeve.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally promoting Ireland.
And is this Ireland's time? I know everyone's saying that.
For what? A time for what?
For winning, for shining.
No, listen, when you start talking about the Irish talent in acting, it is amazing at the minute. Like, it's really, like, I've never seen so many actors coming out that are so talented at one time. So that's really exciting. You know, I think the Irish like to sort of, we're good social people, so we kind of get on with other people and we do well and get on. So I'm very proud to be Irish, and I'm delighted to be representing.
And when we look on the film circuit, Barry Keoghan, for example, Andrew Scott and Cillian Murphy flying that flag.
Yeah, and Saoirse Ronan and all the girl who's in, what's the girl who's in Saltburn? She's amazing. Like, there's so many good actors. It's really good. And there's I watched a film last night with a few Irish actors in it. So it's generally good times, yeah. And there's always good times. I think just it's something in the water. Who knows?
Family, friends, who's coming with you?
A lot. I've got my girlfriend's here, then there's my sister, my brother, my brother-in-law, my cousins. Oh my God, there's so many people coming over. It's going to be fun. There's going to be a party. I'm organising the party this time.
You're having a party?
Yes.
Before, after, or both?
Oh, after. Yeah, it's got to go late and it's got to go dancey. So yeah, it's going to be a late night dance party. A Robbie Ryan dance party.
Yes, that is Robbie Ryan. He's been nominated for cinematography for his work with Element Pictures on Poor Things. That was Henry McKean. Live from Hollywood, News Talk's coverage of the Oscars is brought to you by Aer Lingus, flying the Irish film talent to Hollywood.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.